closer.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John Davis.
JD!
Hey, Bo. Good morning, man.
Man, good morning to you too, sir. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I got all of maybe 3 hours of sleep last night.
And, yeah.
It's just one of those seasons where my mind is like constantly rolling, you know. You can't rest. You know, your mind just can't rest. And so I must just be so excited to be here with you that, it just took me all night to finally figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. There's only one more sleep till Christmas. That's what it is.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Dude, I'm excited to be with you. We've got a lot of great things going on here at Country Squire Radio. You know, and of course, we would not be here without our amazing patrons. I want to give a shout out this week to Alvaro Moline.
Moline.
Oh, dang it. I was trying to mess it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Moline, of course.
Could be Moline.
It could be Moline.
I bet it's Moline, and you messed it up by saying Moline.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that, actually. Yeah, no. Alvaro, as everyone knows, Squire Level, by the way, welcome at
That's
the Squire
wonderful.
Level.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, you know, back when I worked in telecom, we always loved Alvaro because he would come in, and, you know, we would always try to get you like, all right, how many lines do you want? He's like, I want one more line. That's what he would always ask for. One more.
Just stop.
All right, sorry. Man, thank you so much for supporting the show at the Squire level. And hey, if you want to help make the show happen, head over to patreon.com/countrysquireradio today. All right, man, we got a great topic this week. But before we do that, we got to let them know we are heading to Las Vegas.
I know, man. It's so exciting. This coming October 21 through 23.
Viva Las Vegas.
Oh, it's going to be great, man. I mean, you're
Viva!
Just like...
You
go to Vegas and you think of Frank Sinatra and you think of
Brian Levine.
You think of Elvis and you think of Wayne Newton. And then you think of, all these pipe guys.
30 other pipe podcasters and YouTubers and such. Yeah, no, it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome.
It is going to be a lot of fun. The former West Coast Pipe Show is now the Las Vegas International Pipe Show.
Boom!
And we are so excited. Our dear friend Brian is putting this thing together, and you can find out more about it at VegasPipeShow.com. But we will be there, man. We're really, really, really pumped up.
Wait, you and me? We're going to be there?
We're going to be there.
We're going to be there.
You are too.
Me too?
Yeah.
On stage?
Yeah.
Performing live in Vegas?
Yeah. On.
Wouldn't be my first time.
Well, you know. Man, it's exciting. I think we're actually slated for that Saturday. He's going to have these great, you know, basically a venue where you can interact with, folks that are producing original content related to the pipe world. And we're proud to be, you know, one of the longtime folks that have done that for years and years now. And so, man, we're tickled. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be there on Saturday. Yucking it up, man. It's going
to
be great.
It's going to be fun. Can't wait to see many of y'all there. Make your plans, all right? We want to see y'all there. This is going to be October 21st to the 23rd. Get your tickets, get your rooms. Let's make this happen. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience seeing Bo York and John David Cole doing Country Squire Radio live on stage at Las Vegas.
From Vegas.
What stays in Vegas happens in Vegas, and that's what I just said.
What? And then it gets recorded and pumped out all over the internet.
Now, all right. You know, one of the great things about this podcast is that it offers up a lot, especially in the modern era, with some great content, for the contemplative pipe smoker, you know, Country Squire Radio is. But it's not just that. In many respects, we also carry the torch of educating the up-and-coming pipe smoker.
That's right.
As well as bringing up the newer pipe smoker as well, right? Like, so it's not just about, you know, wanting to make sure that, like, oh, hey, you picked up a pipe. Here, we can guide you along your way. It's also about, like, okay, you've been smoking a pipe maybe about a year, maybe a little bit longer, maybe for much longer, but you've never really had that kind of, you know, more refined understanding. Maybe you've got a lot of questions.
That's a good way to put it.
Well, yeah. And then there's always that, like, you know, when you've been doing something so long that you're too embarrassed to ask a question. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah.
Like, it's like
people think I should kind of know this by now.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Like maybe how to pronounce someone's name. But anyway, go ahead.
What's that supposed to be?
We've been doing this a while.
If we have. Yeah. Mr. Beershop. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
No.
But anyway, we have a resource
for this. We have a resource for this, and this is our series, our Pipe Smoking 101 series. And, I'm excited because over the course of several episodes, we've been able to answer a lot of different questions as people have, you know, written into the show and asked different things. And then, you know, one of the great things we also have is the, you know, Pipes Question of the Week, which we have practically every week. But sometimes those questions are so like beneficial beyond just like a quick answer. Right. It kind of requires a little bit more of a discussion and, sure. and kind of talk about.
Yeah.
And so I think this kind of fits into that. This was a recommendation for a listener. This week, we are going to be answering kind of that pipe smoking 101 question. Is it necessary to have a dedicated pipe? And I think before even answering that question, yeah. let's talk about what is a dedicated pipe, John. I know.
Well, it's a pipe that's really committed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pipe that's
Have a failed motivator.
It's all in. That pipe is all in.
Yeah. You know? It woke up. It put in the hours. Didn't skip leg day.
Yeah. No, it didn't skip leg day.
Right. It's the pipe. It didn't skip leg day, man.
No, it didn't. It didn't. So the pipe is it's dedicated. Yeah. Man, we talk about is it necessary? Is it necessary to have a pipe that didn't skip leg day? Yeah. A dedicated pipe. So the concept here is, you know, having a pipe that is, committed, dedicated.
You can't get away from it.
No, like, it's too emotional now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're talking about a pipe that you commit to one type of tobacco.
One
right?
type of tobacco.
Okay, yeah. Well, we're gonna get there. We're gonna get there.
we landed the pipe.
Eventually, yeah. It's a rough landing. So, you know, these dedicated pipes, right? And we've got, you know, a lot of our listeners are going to, this is the thing. And I love to, we talk about this a lot, right? Like, pipe smokers love to like bicker about stuff.
No.
And like,
you know, just I don't know what you're talking about. We don't like to bicker about anything.
We don't like, I know, no, bicker, no. But, you know, pipe smokers love to, you know, oh no, well, you really need to have a pipe for your aromatic tobaccos. You really need to have a pipe for your English blends or your Virginias. And so, that's what's kind of interesting. You know, you've got this this concept where, no, you're going to well season a pipe for some of your favorite tobaccos or some of your favorite blends. And you know, it just helps with the, you know, the whole idea of smoking a kind of the pure flavors of the tobacco, not mixing it over with different types of tobaccos. And so, you know, if you're an aromatic smoker, but then want to switch over to an English blend, you've got something that's a little more Latakia friendly and blah, blah, blah. So that's kind of the idea here. Pipes that are seasoned for different types of blends.
Okay. So it's interesting, right? Because you just, I feel like even in that description, you said a couple of different ways someone might consider dedicating a pipe. Like, you've got the, like a specific blend, right? Like,
yeah.
For example, it's not a secret, I've been enjoying a great deal of Sleepy Hollow lately.
Right, sure. And it's you have been gifted quite a bit.
And I might need more. It's just really right. good stuff. But, you know, one of the things that I've been very cognizant of is that is a, you know, a very unique flavor of pipe tobacco.
Yeah.
And it's rough because I want to smoke it over a bunch of different pipes. And I kind of feel bad when I do that because I'm like, well, you know, maybe I need to have my one Sleepy Hollow pipe. But at the same time, I've been smoking so much Sleepy Hollow, it's getting everywhere. Anyway, but that's one type of tobacco as opposed yeah. to just broadly. It is an aromatic tobacco, but it's very different. Well, I guess is what I'm saying. So like, I don't know, like, is it better to have a dedicated pipe specifically for one blend? Or one genre, one category, yeah. you know what I mean?
And some people go as deep as having a dedicated pipe for one blend. That's kind of the idea, right? You can drill down on this as far as you want to. But some folks kind of reserve these pipes for different genres of tobacco. And then some folks are like, no, this is the pipe I smoke this blend out of. And for instance, I've got a can of Deception Pass I've been working my way through.
Oh.
Seattle Pipe Club, not one of their best sellers, but it's, you know, good seller, and Virginia Perique. And it only smokes great for me out of this giant clawfoot meerschaum that I've got. And so, and what's interesting is that, you know, when you think about dedicating a meerschaum pipe, that's kind of not even, you know, meerschaum's not supposed to really ghost or anything or right. season. And so that doesn't even really make sense at all. But like, something about that tobacco just smokes perfectly out of that pipe. And so really, that's the only pipe I ever smoked that out of.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. Now, but to kind of pull back a little bit, you've got folks that, no, they, you know, they smoke this tobacco so much, or they really enjoy it at certain occasions, and they don't want to adulterate the flavors. And so they only smoke it out of pipes that have you know, or seasoned with that particular leaf for that particular tobacco. And so that's the idea, you know, and is it necessary to do that? Is it necessary to, you know, kind of have these pigeonholed pipes that you've kind of said, no, this is, we've set this one aside for this.
Is dedication more important than adulterating, I think is what you said. So with the knowledge your wife is listening, what do you think, Justin?
Dedication all the way. Can I say dedication a few more times to get it on the record?
Yeah.
This is the thing. We've got a lot of our listeners are like me in that they're going to bounce around with different types of tobacco.
Right.
Right. And so, you know, it's no secret. I'm a Virginia guy and a Virginia Perique guy, but like, you know, there's a time for an aromatic tobacco and there's a time for the occasional English blend and there's, you know, this and that. You know, a lot of our listeners, though, are actually not like that, too.
Right.
You know, we've got listeners that all they smoke are aromatics. All they smoke are English blends. All they smoke are Virginias or maybe a Perique or a Burley blend or something like that.
Well, they found what they like and that's what they want to go to.
And they stick to it. And, you know, creatures of habit, we all do that. There's restaurants I go to. I go to the same restaurant and I get the same thing because I know it's good and I don't want to mess it
Absolutely,
up. Right.
Yeah.
So, and we've got folks that are just never going to smoke an aromatic tobacco. They're just not. You know, we've got folks that are never going to smoke a blend that has a flake of Latakia in it. You know, they're just not going
to
do it. And so
it's sad to me, but I mean, like, I know that's true.
Yeah.
I just think it's good to like expand your palate from time to time, you know,
variety, spice of life. You know,
I hate olives. Okay. I hate black olives. I hate green olives. Every single year
to bring like color into it.
Well, I hate them so much. And the thing is every single Christmas, my mom would bust out these black olives as kind of like one of like these special hors d'oeuvres that she would make for Christmas. And I love like the spread that she makes is incredible. Really, really good food. Like this nice kind of oyster roux is fantastic. But these black olives, man, I hated black olives. But every single Christmas, because my mom set them out, I would have them because I wanted to see if my taste buds had changed.
Had changed like a yearly checkup.
Yeah.
Like a yearly litmus test.
Yeah. No, they didn't change. But the thing is, I still would go and I would still have those black olives.
Well, that's good.
You know, not just to like, because it's Christmas and I want to put out everything mom put out and all that kind of good stuff, but also because I wanted to, you see, you got to, even if you're an aromatic smoker, you got to bust out some English from time to time. Even if you're like locked in English and you're like looking down from your English, you know, high seat, like glaring down at us aromatic peasants, like, you know, you gotta roll with the rabble from time to time. You gotta try it.
Roll your sleeves up. Get down here with us peasants.
Exactly.
You know, I think there is something to be said for that. So, you know, so that's the idea. The concept is, you know, do we dedicate these pipes for these different types of blends? And the you know, is it necessary? It's going to vary per person. So, you know, for me, it's funny. When I started smoking a pipe, you know, I had a tobacco, and then I got into various blends where, you know, this is, you know, my palate's a little broader, right? This has been years and years ago now. I wound up having like two different types of pipes, like an aromatic pipe and a non-aromatic pipe. And that was really helpful for me. So I just had like a pipe for things that were, you know, heavily flavored and then a pipe for things that were not, you know? And so, and typically those at that point, you know, the tobaccos that were non-aromatic that I was smoking tend to be more English blends. So Latakia, you know, some type of Orientals and Latakia, something like that.
Yes.
And so I kind of had these two pipes that were in those veins because I did notice, like, you know, if I ever smoked, for instance, an English blend out of a pipe and then I turned around and put, you know, one of my favorite aromatic tobaccos in there, like you do get this little meaty, charry flavor that kind of comes in. It's a little, you know, I don't know exactly. You know, that peaty taste that comes with some of those Latakia leaves that have been fired, like you just, you know, it's distinctive. And it's like,
it sounds delicious.
Here,
honestly,
it does. But here I am trying to smoke a, you know, I don't know, raspberry flavored tobacco or a vanilla flavored tobacco. And it's like, where did that barbecue come from?
Right.
You know, and so you do kind of get that sense where if I smoked an aromatic bowl right after an English bowl, I would almost have to like smoke a bowl to like reset it or like clean it out, you know?
Yeah. I was going to ask you about that.
Like almost like you have to, okay, well, let me, it's almost like the next one you run through is going to be a little off, but then after that, it's kind of good, you know?
It's like using a Keurig for tea, right? Like you,
yeah,
you probably need to run it like a time or two.
Who would do that?
You should do it for breakfast this morning.
Yeah, the next time you run the water through there, like it's gonna, you know, have a little bit of that coffee ground.
Yeah, that light brown. Yeah. But then the next time it's fairly clean.
Right.
But okay, so but isn't it true that there are some pipe tobaccos that almost like fish, it doesn't matter how many times you try to smoke something else in it, you're always going to get that fish, like, you know, we talk about the cast iron nature of a pipe, right?
Yeah, right.
And I mean,
we
like,
use that analogy a lot.
Yeah, and it makes sense. I mean, if you like at the house, we've got a cast iron that we use for fish, we got a cast iron we use for steak, and doesn't matter how much you scrub that cast iron that's like dedicated for fish, you hold it up. I don't even, they're the exact same size. They look the exact same. I don't even have to look at it. Like, I just smell it and I know immediately which one is the fish one.
Oh, that's the fish one.
That's the fish one.
Right.
And so like, you know, there are some pipe tobaccos, are there not, that do have just that major, not fishy flavor, but that just that lasting impact.
The fish flavored tobacco. Yeah, no, you're right. And of course, you know, for some of us, those, you know, leaves can be something like a latakia or, you know, an aromatic that just is off-putting or something that we don't care for. You know, there's also other ingredients too. Some people really don't like the taste of some orientals. Perique is very polarizing. Yeah. You know, if you've listened long enough, you know that I'm not a fan of Lakeland style blends. Mm. And that soapy, kind of sickly butter taste in a Lakeland blend.
Soapy, sickly butter.
Yeah. Wow. I'm just offended by it.
This is why Lakeland fans don't listen to us.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right. How dare you. I think they tuned out years ago. But we got a few of them. Yeah, you know, I think it can be helpful. So to think about, you know, kind of separating these, but you can take it to whatever extreme you want to. Like, you know, for some people they don't care. Just a pipe is a pipe. Throw it all in there and see what happens. For some people, they like to do this whole deal where they've got, you know, the aromatic pipe and they've got the non-aromatic pipe. And so, you know, this non-aromatic pipe is going to catch a lot of things. It's going to catch a Virginia blend. It'll catch an English style blend. It might catch your favorite Burley blend. So that is one kind of delineation that you can have. Another, of course, is to have various pipes for all these different things. Man, this is what I smoke Perique out of. This is what I smoke Burley out of. For me, that's a little extreme because I have so many pipes. Imagine that. I have so many pipes. And it's like, you know, I go through those pipes. I'm smoking all these different pipes, rotating through. I might not get to another pipe for another several months before I smoke it again. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right, right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's in the rotation. Yeah.
It's in the rotation, and it's like, man, I've got so many, and it's like, oh, I forgot I have that pipe. Well, and so it's like, well, right. how do you even keep up with, like, well, is that my Burley pipe, or is that my Virginia pipe? You know, like, I don't know. I just know that, like, I probably smoke more aromatics out of this pipe or not, and sometimes you can even tell by the cake. And so, you know, let's just kind of keep it simple. So I went through a season where I'm like, no, this is only for English blends, only for Virginias. But for me, it seems like, no, I just kind of generally have aromatic pipes and non-aromatic pipes, and that seems to work out pretty good. So I think that's the thing, is that those carryover flavors can really affect the taste of the bowl. And if you don't do that, then you do kind of have that situation where you've got to run that one bowl through there to kind of clean it out, like we talked about, or at least to reset it to whatever you're smoking. And that's not bad. Some people don't really mind that at all. And some people don't mind the flavors mixing and all that. For me, who, you know, doesn't really want, you know, Latakia with my, you know, cherry, then, you know, that can kind of, you know, be something I want to focus on. So anyway.
Okay. Yep. Fair enough. So what I'm getting from you is that it's good to have, I mean, if you're going to dedicate, first of all, is it necessary? Not necessarily.
Yeah.
However, it is beneficial.
Yeah.
And if you want to lean in, having that one aromatic pipe and that one English pipe is a good way to start. As you kind of go along, there may be more benefits to, you know, if you do find a specific kind of flavor. It depends on, I guess the thing is, it really depends on you as a pipe smoker.
It does. And also, you might have pipes that you just aren't that concerned about, you know?
How, like, dare you?
Well, and I mean that in a loving way.
No, I know what,
like,
you mean.
Those
poor
pipes have their heads hung now on my pipe rack. I do mean that in a, like, this is a pipe that, like, is very versatile for me, and I'm more concerned about smoking that pipe than I am what I'm going to put in it.
Yeah.
I'm not as concerned about the tobacco that I'm about to smoke as I am, I want to smoke that pipe.
Right.
and this is the tobacco I have available, and I'm going to smoke that pipe, doggone it.
Because that's the feel. So, all right, this is where I find myself right now.
Yeah.
And that's true of, like, most of my pipes, because I come into, like, when I'm ready to smoke a pipe, the first thing I'm actually thinking about is not the tobacco. It's, like...
It's the pipe.
It's the pipe.
Sometimes that's the case for me, too.
So, there was an interesting situation. Right. The other day, I had... this is, I guess, several weeks back. I did kind of a little YouTube video. I occasionally hop on our YouTube channel.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, I give no fanfare, no promotion on social media. I just go live, and then if anybody catches it, they're able to catch
there
it.
There it is.
And, we got a handful of guys that were able to jump on, and it was real nice. It was real nice. And in my head, I shared this with them at the time. I had this vision for that day where I wanted to... I was sitting by... Like, in the vision, right? I was sitting by the pool and I was smoking this beautiful, huge Nording pipe, like this church warden, right?
Right.
And I was going to be smoking some frog on a log, right?
Yeah.
And I, like, this is the way that I had it in my head, and this is what was going to happen. And it was going to have a strong Latakia seasoning to it, because that pipe was, you know, once owned by Breyer. So it's it's still everything that smokes is just, like, you know, huge, huge lat. But as I was sitting out there, or as I was getting ready, I looked and I was like, you know what? I'm about to see John David. And so I reached for a pipe that you gave me, because I was like, I'm kind of feeling this pipe instead.
Yeah, sure.
And then when I went for the pipe tobacco, I happened to find a bag, a mystery bag, John David.
A mystery bag?
A mystery bag.
That's, like, terrifying.
This is what everybody said on YouTube, too. Like, they were like, oh, okay. Living dangerously.
What the heck is that?
Well, and so this is the thing, because what ends up happening is typically when I travel, I put pipe tobacco in, like, sandwich bags. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I'll get, like, a bunch of it.
Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you think to yourself, oh, I won't forget what this is.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, I did.
Yeah.
And so, but I was like, you know what? This is exactly what I'm going to do. And this will be an adventure. And I was going to be like, do it kind of like totally surprised, kind of guessing what it could be. But the reality is, before I hit play, or before I went, you know, go live on YouTube,
yeah,
I opened up the bag and I was like, well, obviously it's Sleepy Hollow. Because, you know, you smell it instantly and everything else.
It just, right.
But that's
right
the thing. There. Sleepy Hollow is going through all of my pipes right now. And so I'm wondering if I'm at a stage. I've got this beautiful pipe rack.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I've got these, like, it was a gift from a listener. And I'm blanking on your name right now. But I just want to let you know that the pipe rack you sent me is in an extreme place of prominence in my office. And it currently hosts, like, all, I want to say, it's either 7 or 8 of, like, my most favorite pipes.
Most prized, yeah.
Most prized pipes.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, you know, you talk about pipes you don't care about. I care about them. They're still in the cellar and they don't get used much, but they have a special place. These right here, though, this is like my favorite kids, right? Like,
yeah,
this is the ones I'm, you know, this is the Von Trapp kids I pull out, not the Von Trapp kids that never make
have
it down
to stay in the basement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So these are all out here. And admittedly, I've been going through all of this different Sleepy Hollow with all of it, but I've started to really think, like, maybe I do need to start dedicating some of these pipes so that it's like, yeah, okay, look, if I am smoking Sleepy Hollow or another aromatic, it's this, you know, this
yeah
group. And if I'm doing something, and I don't, you know, it's mostly aromatics for me, but I mean, like, if I'm
yeah,
doing
sure
something that's got a little bit more of an English bent.
I think that's, like, our listeners that are, you know, just non-aromatic smokers are probably having a little trouble, like, with this episode right now, because they're like,
why, what?
Because they don't have to worry about this a lot. You know, maybe if they smoke a heavy English blend and
sure
then turn around and put, like, a you know, more of a clean, you know, bright leaf in there, or, you know, some type of burley that just has a real nutty flavor. Maybe in that case, but a lot of folks that smoke, you know, just non-aromatic tobaccos are like, well, you know, I just smoke my pipe and it's whichever one. And then a lot of those pipes, you just, yeah, maybe I can tell I smoked an English blend out of it last time, but, you know, it's not that big of a deal because I like that blend too, you
yeah
know. And if I really want to get a pure flavor of this tobacco, yeah, I'll pop it in a Meerschaum, you know, I'll put it in a corn cob or something like that, put it in a clay. So I think a lot of our non-aromatic smokers are probably, you know, being like, well, I just, you know, pretty much all these really nice pipes I've got are for the tobaccos I smoke the most. And maybe they just have one or two pipes that they smoke aromatic tobaccos out of.
Right.
You know, maybe they've got those couple little pipes that they're, you know, not as drawn to, but when they do smoke a aromatic tobacco, if they ever have that hankering, then that's the one they pull for, you know? And so, or that special Meerschaum or special Missouri Meerschaum. So anyway, I think, you know, it can be helpful for folks. For me, it's been helpful to at least delineate into kind of two camps as someone that is going to bounce back and forth and
yep
really enjoy the occasional sweet treat. but your mileage may vary.
Yeah. I got to ask you, because in your mind, do you think that, you know, with kind of the our approach here with it being more of a 101 episode, and you also having the perspective of seeing a lot of, you know, brand new pipe smokers.
Yeah.
Do people mostly start off in aromatic and find their way to English, or do new pipe smokers tend to gravitate towards English? Because I got to imagine it's aromatic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And that might be different in different parts of the world. But, you know, certainly, you know, Deep South, United States, we tend to see more of those people kind of jump off on the, you know, oh, I remember those sweet cherry blends that I smelled as a kid or something like that. And so that's where people kind of get started. Yeah. And then eventually, you know, we see folks get kind of bored with that and maybe go dabble with, you know, some things kind of on the other side of the spectrum. But a lot of times they stay there. You know, they just like those kind of sweet flavors. They make the room smell great. They're all day, you know, good tobaccos that you can smoke, real versatile at any time. And so, yeah, it just kind of depends on, you know, what your preference is. But if you do start branching out into other more, you know, nuanced blends that have these different leaves in them that are a little more potent or a little more pungent, you may find it helpful to start, you know, kind of segregating your pipes into these different categories. And if so, let us know kind of, you know, how that works for you.
I think that's where I find myself. I think that's where I'm going to be doing very, very, very soon here. You know, the great thing is that regardless of what pipe tobaccos you're wanting to kind of experiment with and kind of, you know, try some different varietals, I believe you said. If you were an adulterator,
which we hope you're not.
Which we hope we're not. But this is terrible. But for all the adulterators out there, there's Missouri Meerschaum. Wait, right. Sorry, Phil. No. No, but the reality is, if you want to try a bunch of different pipe tobaccos and you want to make sure that you're getting like that quality smoke every single time and you're able to kind of get those flavors without experiencing kind of the challenge of ghosting, man, a corn cob is the way to go. And you can't find better corn cobs than at our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum.
Man, of course, they make the best. They've got this new line that we're really excited to talk about and have been excited to promote with them. It's their Back to Their Roots line, and it's just a really lovely line. It's got these very interesting shapes with this emerald colored stem, and the shape of the stem is very elegant. It's just really nice. From Missouri Meerschaum, they says, we want to honor our rich tradition of offering a great pipe at a reasonable price, one that is affordable but appealing. Missouri Meerschaum wanted to come out with a collection that honored the pipes that made us famous, such as the legend. And so they've kind of taken some of these pipes, but put a little spin on them, and they're really, really beautiful. Four different styles that they've got. Each style, you know, has a kind of similar colored stem, and it's got a really beautiful nickel ferrule on the end of the shank there.
Love those, man.
Today, we're going to talk about the Maddox pipe. The new Back to Our Roots line features the Maddox as one of the shapes. It's a pear-shaped bowl and just a really, really cool, kind of interesting, almost a clay pot-looking design, but it's got a dark stain, the option of a filter, and just that real rich green Danish bit that's just very beautiful. So anyway, check them out. You know, they're very lovely, great additions to your collection for an affordable piece. And of course, the quality is going to be there, as is always with Missouri Meerschaum.
Yeah, and special thanks to our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum for sponsoring this show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Pipe question of the week.
All right, man, we got a good pipe question of the week coming in from Charles Gard, who's a pirate because he's got a double A and an R.
Yar.
Sorry, Varge. All right, man, pipe question of the week coming in from Charles Gard. Vowin 9mm filters are blue on one end. Does it matter which way you put them into your pipe? Are they directional? I have not been able to find any info anywhere. I have found no difference either way. Keep up the great work. All right, so what's he talking about here? Vowin 955 filters.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, filtered pipes, we've got 6mm filters and 9mm filters.
These are the balsa inserts?
Well, so balsas are, balsas inserts, of course, typically reserved for Savinelli's, but they're... Yeah. They come in a 6mm version and a 9mm version. 9mm, more common on the European market, although we're starting to see more and more of those on the U.S. market. It's interesting. As we get more and more pipes in, more variety, every so often I pull open a pipe and I'm like, yep, they're putting more 9mm filters in these pipes for the U.S. market. So I think we're going to see more of that. What he's referencing here, of course, there's different types of filters. You have a balsa filter, you have a cotton or paper filter. You know, with Brigham, you've got the little rock maple filters that go in there that are kind of their own proprietary deal. But there's several companies, Chacombe, Vowin, there's many more that make these Castleford's and other. They make these charcoal filters. And so it's a little tube. It's got activated charcoal in the tube. And what activated charcoal does is it's...
The tube is white. Right?
It's a little white tube.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
yep,
yeah.
A little white tube. Yeah. It's got holes on both ends. So it kind of, you know, just is, you could see the air is, you know, able to pass through this little tube. But the activated charcoal is very porous and it has the, you know, ability to absorb a lot of things because the charcoal is incredibly, you know, it has all these little facets on the sides of the charcoal because it's how it's been treated. And so it works as a great filter. You know, they use activated charcoal to filter water. You know, a lot of air purifiers have charcoal filters in them. You know, it's a really good technology, and they've been using it in pipe filters for decades. And we're just starting to see more and more of that kind of come through. Vowin has on theirs, and some other brands do this as well. But one of the ends is blue. And, you know, I've never noticed a difference either. I will say, whenever you open the pipe when it's brand new, so if I ever open a pipe that's got a filter in it from the factory, okay, the white end is the end that's always sticking out of the stem. So the white end...
Is pointing towards you, the bowl.
No, it's pointing towards the bowl.
Towards
the bowl.
The blue... Hang on.
I know, right?
Blue pointing towards you or blue pointing towards the bowl?
Okay. Yeah. This is good to qualify. So, yeah. So whenever I open a pipe that's got one of these filters in it, from the factory, so I just opened it up for the first time,
right,
the white part is always pointing towards the bowl. So does it make a difference? I don't know if it makes a difference. I've never experienced that, but I always, because of that, leave it that way.
Okay.
You know, yeah. So I've always just kind of by default but I really don't think it makes a difference, but it's one of those things where like, it doesn't make a difference, but I'm going to do it this way.
But if it does, blue towards you, and it rhymes.
Oh, blue towards you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. You my filter blue. That's great.
You know, it's funny. A lot of folks do not like filters, but
I don't use them. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting, though. The one that tends to convert people is the 9mm charcoal filter. That is the filter that tends to say, you know, you might be the biggest anti-filter guy.
Sure.
But the one that has the best chance of turning you is that 9mm charcoal filter.
How reusable is it?
You know, with me, I mean, I'm, you know, and again, I don't smoke a lot of pipes that have this technology in it, but I, you know, when I do, I'll, you know, say, you know, 4 to 6 bowls, something like that.
Because it's
before
the,
you swap it out.
It's the swapping out that I, that's why I just forget is really
yeah,
what
sure,
it comes down to.
Sure. And you have to be, you know, careful with that because if you take your pipe apart while it's hot
right.
to change it, you're, you know, messing the with the integrity of the stem, you know, mortise connection there. And so, you know, something to be mindful of when you're working with filtered pipes. But anyway, try them out, see what you think. But yeah, for Charles's question, I don't think you have to worry about smoking it either direction. But if you're like me and you always see it coming from the factory with the white part poking out, then blue towards you.
There you go, blue towards you. if you care, then otherwise you're good.
Right.
Charles, man, great question. Hey, if you've got a pipe question of the week for us, send it into the show. That is show@countrysquireradio.com.
Quickfire with the Squire.
Quickfire quiz, Joe!
Ow!
All right, man. Quickfire questions from Pastor Joda, the Jedi Master of the Country Squire radio show. He has got for us the media edition. Okay.
Ooh, this is good.
This is going to be good. This is appropriate for kind of a podcast here. Cassette or vinyl?
Vinyl.
Is the cassette the vinyl of Gen Z, though?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? I don't know. I'm not saying that it is. It's just more of like a, I'm positating. Positorting? I'm asking.
Positorting?
I'm thinking about it.
That sounds painful.
Well.
I know, because I, and again, I'm not an audiophile. I'm not one of the, you know,
sure,
people
sure.
know I'm not a media guy. I read books and smoke pipes, but like, you know, but. You know, for folks, it seems like that get into serious audio, like the vinyl has that rustic feel where you're kind of interacting more with the actual media itself,
yeah.
like not just the content, but the actual crackle and the if the, you know, vinyl's in good shape and all that. I don't know. It just seems to me like you're not going to really experience that as much on a cassette.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm not a music guy. I mean, I, you know, have my preferences, but. You know, not one of these guys that really, you know, just love, you know, that kind of thing. And so, but yeah, I think vinyl would be king. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, like I love vinyl. I think, we are,
you don't
we're
see
vinyl
hipsters house. That are like in their 20s, like going around buying cassette
with
players.
A Walkman. Well, there is Gen Z considered hipster? Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking more
yeah,
about like
know.
The, I guess they Gen
like,
Z is hitting 20
are
now.
Young kids buying like, cassette recorders?
I don't know. My kids aren't old enough to
but
be
I know they're
space.
Buying but I know they're buying record players.
Yeah.
You know?
We're buying record players and I think we still consider ourselves young. That's what I'm saying. All right, vinyl or CD?
Vinyl.
Same.
I don't own a CD player.
A scratched vinyl is still enjoyable to some extent. A CD player, like, you remember how you'd like put peanut butter on the back of
yeah.
it and like you'd wipe it off on your shirt
toothpaste
and everything?
Or something, yeah.
I mean, like, let's just be honest. Like, compact disc was huge until it wasn't. And
yeah.
it like remember like those cars would have like 8 disc like cartridges.
No, they had the changers in
yeah.
the trunk.
And yeah. you would like put it in and like slam that whole thing into the thing. It would
yeah.
switch out your CDs for you. And
oh, we
else.
Were so proud of our collections and stuff.
Oh
too,
yeah.
But my truck has a CD player in it and I don't know how to use it.
Yeah. No, it's it was a tragedy. CD or digital song. So he's bringing us up through some different media here.
Okay. Okay.
Well, CD is a digital song.
It,
like,
it is
like
a
that
digital
needs to
song.
Be addressed. Yeah.
Okay, but if we're starting to get to the point where we're talking about like albums, like now that's something I'll like. It's so convenient to
right.
listen to albums, but man, I don't know.
I think what he's referring to here, and I could be wrong, is that like, is it a CD or like listening to the song on like an MP3 player, an
yeah.
iPod back in the day?
I guess a digital song. I mean, yeah, that's yeah. easy. I can get it on whatever I've got, you know, around me at the time. Yeah, I'll go with that.
Man, you take yourself back mentally to like when the iPod came out. Remember that, the U2, hello, hello,
oh,
you know, those commercials.
Gosh, man.
Hello! You know. I remember those commercials. I wanted one so bad.
Napster. LimeWire, all these like downloading apps that are, you know, programs that you get on your computer and you'd be like, I'm gonna go download all this quote unquote free music.
Right.
And then you're like, oh wait, this is stealing. And then, you know, they would wind up shutting down the platform and all this kind of stuff. It's crazy.
The weird thing was we did it and then it was like, oh wait, this is stealing. But then you like look around and it's like,
Everyone else is doing
Nobody
it.
Seems to care that this is stealing, which was just like wild. But anyway,
it was wild.
Digital streaming, digital or streaming, talking about Spotify, Pandora, or Apple Music. So basically listening to like MP3s that you downloaded, bought, or just streaming.
Yeah, I'm a streaming guy. Yeah. I don't know. It's so easy to get Spotify and then you wind up just listening to whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have to go with that.
Yeah. The YouTube Red Music is actually pretty good too on its kind of recommendation playlist and everything. Mm-hmm. And then finally, podcast or radio. I mean, come on, man.
Podcast.
Like, what do you think?
You get to listen to people, idiots like us.
Exactly.
On demand.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's on demand. I'm not opposed to radio. I think there is something that, like, there's a romantic nature to radio that I think is, like, really awesome. And even as a kid, I remember wanting to work in radio. But the fact of the matter is, like, it's such a niche market.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it doesn't make sense in the modern era. I mean, like, it does facilitate a purpose. I'm not trying to totally bash radio. Yeah,
it has a purpose.
And honestly,
sure.
You know, you and I were just talking the other day about my brand new Bowmobile, the Bowmobile.
Yeah,
which
is incredible.
It's really incredible. It's brand new, which is pretty cool.
Right.
And with the brand new Bowmobile, it came with Sirius satellite radio.
Yeah.
And like for like 2 or 3 years or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's still a thing?
That's still, like, I mean, I knew it was because I always see on, like, the data reports that streaming, specifically Sirius XM, continues to be a huge contender in, like, the listening, like, the share of ear studies and everything like that. And I'm like, wow, like, why? And then it becomes clear. It's like, oh, y'all are just giving it away on people's cars. Like, that's, and that's how they come in. And admittedly, listening to it, I'm like, well, this is nice. This is like, you know, you turn on the radio, you don't have to think about it and everything else. I mean, that, like, I don't always listen to it because a lot of times I do want to listen to a podcast or something that I'm listening to.
Sure, yeah.
But there is something kind of like nice about the brainless nature of just turning it on. You know the station's there.
And it's in the background.
And it's in the background. For me, it's typically like jazz or blues.
And the content's going to be a variety.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's interesting.
All right. Well, there you go. That is our media edition from Pastor Joda. Thank you so much for those. Hey, if you got some quick fire questions, send them into the show. That is show at countrysquireradio.com.
Your thoughts, your comments, listener feedback.
All right, man, listener feedback this week. We got some listener feedback in from John Coatney. John writes in, he says, I wanted to encourage you guys regarding the several new series you've recently started, especially the Father to Father series. As a father of 4 young boys, ages 7, 6, 4, and 2, I thought that in the most recent episode, you guys provided an edifying, thought-provoking, and most appreciated vulnerable conversation that went beyond anything that I've heard on CSR to date. And given that you guys have provided a consistently high-quality product, that is saying something. I'm really looking forward to future Father to Father episodes. God bless you guys. Keep up the great work. Peace. And that is from John. So John, thank you so much for that feedback, brother.
Yeah, really kind, man. That's the kind of the point. You know, we've obviously, you know, had mixed reviews on some of our new series that we've got, but the point has been to just, you know, get to know each other, be kind of open about what we're going through. And for a lot of folks, it's really spoken to them. And so we're, you know, we're glad that we've been able to walk with you a little bit. And thanks for walking with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, John. Thank you so much for that. Well, hey, man, you know, one of the great things is, you know, like the series like Father to Father or From the Library or kind of these new series, they're really, you know, I think we've done a good job kind of setting up the idea that this, they're kind of helping to fuel and to kind of like carry along the other, like, more dedicated pipe content, you know, like to, in order to make sure that we can get pipe smoking 101s just like today, like those shows are very much, you know, kind of helping to put coal in the train, so to speak. Metaphorically and in reality.
put coal on the podcast.
Yeah. fuel the fire. Like it's a part of it's a combination of things. And I don't know, maybe in some ways I wonder if maybe we should have done it sooner, and in other ways I'm glad that anyway, it is what it is. But point is, we really appreciate the positive feedback.
Absolutely.
And
we appreciate the negative feedback too.
No, we do.
We sincerely do. Really do.
And we try to read that as well. So we try to incorporate that as well. Well, man, Pipe Smoking 101, talking about dedicated pipes. I think this is hopefully helpful information, especially for newer and kind of, you know, people who are starting to find their flavor profiles and really trying to get ready for, you know, the next stage of their pipe journey.
Yeah. No, it's good to discuss, you know, and What pipe is not dedicated? They're all dedicated.
They're all dedicated. Yeah, none of them skip leg day.
They're dedicated to you.
They don't adulterate on you.
They don't.
Yeah, so don't adulterate on them.
Don't cheat on your pipe.
And on that note,
you define that how you want.
Let's go have a day.
See you, brother.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.